The Young Team, written and read by Graeme Armstrong. Dedication for Leslie, proof of guardian angels. Epigraph. Once in a summer afternoon, as I watched the young men wandering among the ranges of slag heaps outside Airdrie, I was foolish enough to wonder how it is that no sage or Mahatma had ever risen among them, for they seemed to me to have nothing to do but think. Edwin Muir, Scottish Journey, 1935. Part 1. Crucible. Young Team. Term originally used by the East End Razor Gangs of interwar Glasgow. Sectarian and fiercely territorial, groups from different areas would engage in everything from casual one-upmanship to open street warfare. The latter form, or more specifically, the three-letter acronym arising, is now used by NEDs solely to give group identity to their immediate circle of friends. The Urban Dictionary. Urban Legends, 2004. The rain and wind are fucking howling. We're all stood into a wee corner at the wet, and away for the eager eyes of Strathclyde's finest. At weekends, our area is jumping with police, all looking to bust you. They never wanted to get their boots muddy walking down the mansion, but so you are usually safe in here. There's two community police that sometimes ventured down and busted cunts rolling joints. The fat one called Muldoon, and the skinny one we all called the Roadrunner, cause he's rapid. The elder ones had told us about the police raiding it once, before we all knew the place's existence. Swore they came through the doors with a big snappy German Shepherd. The troops were steaming, launching themselves out the broken windies. I get told one even salmon leapt to escape, but landed in a big fucking pile of jaggies. He says a big fat police looked at the windy and muttered, "Fuck that," and left him lying in the nettles. The building we're in's a beauty. Elder cunts had ripped all the copper and the lead at the place, easy a few hundred quid's worth in a big juicy copper boiler. There's always the sound of water running where they ripped a pressurised mains pipe out. The constant wee flow, peaceful as it is testament to the fact that no cunt gives a fuck about the place. It's forgotten and left for the woods to take back. On the left of the house there's a big archway. When you walk underneath it, there's a wee secret door that leads up to another room with no windy. We bought a few candles up and sat them about to see in the dark. And should the police have appeared, they wouldn't know if we were talking a half ounce or conducting a fucking seance. The stables stand to the right with a big stone courtyard in front. Inside, there's all the individual booths for the horses. It's all wooden built inside, and there's steps leading up to a wee balcony. The wee windy panes above it are all dirty and a good few are panned in. There's roots and loads of weeds growing for the stone floor. On the left side of the courtyard, there's a big massive barn. The barn's been plastered and emulsioned white inside, but we spray painted it with all our mentions, the Young Team symbol, a Y with a T through it. YTP is painted in all. That stood for Young Team Posse. Every gang usually has a second name. Fuck knows why. You can either say YT or YTP. It means the same. Elder ones tended to know it as the YTP, but because it sounded cooler than that. The toy ones, our enemies, right, Young Toy, or Toy Boys, or YTB, for Young Toy Boys. Rainy, pishy days like this, we always sit in the mansion. No other young team about here has a fucking hideout like ours. It's creepy looking, a mad dark house in the woods. Sometimes if you walked in your cell to meet the troops, you'd feel a bit para and hang about outside smoking a fag before they showed up, then bounce in bold as brass. The light closes in around the broken corridors of the mansion at this time, and the woods get darker outside. Wee Kenzie starts telling a story. We're all watching for him hogging the joint, but he passes over before starting, taking an extra big draw to do him. It makes his way in the rotation, orange bombers falling for the tip. The tune playing out a tinny, bassless phone speaker is DJ Mangu, Euro